Today's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Amnesty International accused Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas, saying it has sought to deliberately destroy Palestinians by mounting deadly attacks, demolishing vital infrastructure, and preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The human rights group said in a report released Thursday in the Middle East that such actions could not be justified by Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack into Israel, which ignited the war or the presence of militants in civilian areas. Amnesty called on the United States and other allies of Israel to halt arms shipments, saying they could be complicit in genocide. Israel, which was founded in the aftermath of the Holocaust, adamantly rejected the allegations, calling Amnesty a deplorable and fanatical organization. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Protesters gathered in front of South Korea's National Assembly on Thursday evening as opposition lawmakers said they would vote this weekend to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol for his botched attempt to impose martial law. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Yoon's declaration of martial law late on Tuesday sought to consolidate power, ban political activity, and censor the media. Kim Young-woo is a Marine Corps veteran and protester. This person should voluntarily step down. The truth cannot be hidden, even if you try to hide it. The right and honorable way would be for him to step down, but I think he has no desire to do so and will never step down. Yoon has since replaced his defense minister, who recommended the move, as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the stunning but brief imposition of martial law. Opposition parties are pushing for a vote on a motion to impeach Saturday evening. They hold 192 seats but need 200 votes for the motion to pass. Yoon's ruling People Power Party is divided over the crisis, but said it would oppose impeachment. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is